I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Saturday night, there's a concert of music about transformations. It's called 12, and it's composed and directed by our guest, Suleiman Zai. Thanks very much for coming in and joining us.
Thank you for having me, George. Pleasure.
Now, you're a longtime resident of Bloomington, came to IU and studied at the music school here, and then you've made a career as a musician, as a teacher in Bloomington.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about why this is called 12.
Well, it is, as you mentioned, the show is about music, about transformation, with 12 being the pivotal point, the focal point. For example, 12 months to a year. So at the end of 12 months, you go to a new year. 12 years, when after 12 years, you leave childhood and enter adolescence. 12 hours in the day, going from day to night. So many things that center around that number. And so I've written a show with a number of pieces that point towards that.
Now, you speak of transformations. Transformation means going from one thing to another. Can you give us a couple of examples?
Sure. The piece opens with a cello solo of 3 or 4 minutes in length called Dance at Dawn, and tries to evoke going from dark to light, from night to day. And as the light, emerges, then it goes from a sort of somber beginning into a dance feel. So the pieces are trying to convey that kind of a shift from one thing to another.
What kind of an ensemble might we hear in this particular piece?
This piece is made up of 40 players, made up of a wide range of experience as musicians. And that's part of the intention with these projects. This is the fifth year I've been doing these, writing this music. And it's made up of people who are professional or amateurs, a combination of that. And the idea is to engage people in music, write the music specifically for the players who sign up for the project, so that based on their skill level and their instrument, they're able to play in a way that brings out the best in everybody's ability. So we have strings, brass, singers, a lot of classical guitars, percussion, and ensembles are actually starting with soloists to when the whole group plays as 40 people.
Music is community organization?
Absolutely.
You've talked a little bit about one of the transformations, morning, moving from darkness to light in the morning. Daytime has a number of interesting features. I wonder if you'd mention one or two of those just briefly.
Yes. Well, there's one that I wrote specifically for a group of young violinists called Noonday Sun, trying to depict the ending of morning and beginning of afternoon, but depicting the heat of the day in a piece that moves in a very still and somber kind of way. And part of that was that the young players in previous shows, we've given them, I've written pieces that have been lighter in spirit, more playful. And I was talking with one of the members in the group that it would be very nice to allow the young players to do something with that kind of weight. So it's a very interesting result that happens. Young players playing Noonday Sun.
Huh. And perhaps a moment from the afternoon?
Well, afternoon, actually, I'm going to skip afternoon again and go to night at the moment. The midnight comes to mind, called Cinderella's Midnight. Actually, I took a quote from Rumi, the poet Jalaluddin Rumi, who says, "Do not look for me in this form, because there is no room for form in love this strong." And this is about the experience of love, gaining love, losing love, and midnight as the marker point for that.
So we've talked a little bit about morning into day, now a little bit about the middle of the day, and then the final part of this piece called 12. It's a concert of music about transformation, composed and directed by Suleiman Zai, with guest conductors Dennis Meckler and Gary Snyder. And it takes place Saturday, November 7th, 7 p.m., the Unity Building, 4001 South Rogers. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.